there's huge efforts being made introducing a new system control and trying to reduce the waiting list. And we're told that the waiting lists have been reduced an awful lot. So I think it's important to acknowledge the efforts being made by everyone involved. And I think that's something that, I suppose, the huge amount of investment that has went into the hospital over the last number of years, the budget has increased significantly as well. So I want to acknowledge everyone who's making the efforts to do so. And I've also been asking for progress on the meetings that have been taking place with the GPs and the consultants as well, to make sure that we're overcoming any hurdles or any difficulties there, where we could try and improve and taking people out of the hospital system as well. When one sees the figures for last year, that almost 52,000 people attended the accident and emergency in Letterkenny, which was a huge amount of people, huge numbers. And I think we need to continue to look at whatever steps or actions we need to take to try and take people out of that hospital system, and particularly people that's over 75. So I think all in all, a lot of efforts are being made, a lot of resources have gone in, and we need to continue to see it as work in progress, and meetings are continuing with the team there. And I think that's important as well. But I've been saying now for some time that the model that was there previous to this wasn't working. So if it takes us to introduce new systems and new processes to try and improve that, and there has been delays around discharge times and things, I think genuine efforts are being made by everyone involved. I think we need to acknowledge that to try and continue to overcome the challenges that many people have suffered in the past.
Tony Canavan did say that whereas progress is being made, there is still a lot to be done, but he said we're starting from a good place. And that's important, because if you look at the comments coming into the 9 till noon show and elsewhere on Highland Radio, every day people are still expressing concerns about wait times. The situation may be better in 2023 than it was in 2022, but in 2024 it's still nowhere near being resolved.
Absolutely, and it's something that probably will never be easy resolved, but it's important that we continue to highlight where the challenges is and try and make sure that the resources is in place. And I think it has been acknowledged today that a huge amount of resources have been in place and the waiting lists are being reduced, but it's something we're going to have to continue to focus on, because it's a big issue, as you say, and it's something that, you know, hasn't been resolved easily over the years, and I'm sure there's no magic wand to try and resolve it, but I think there's a genuine effort being made by a lot of people to try and overcome the many challenges that have been there. And I'm sure the COVID pandemic hasn't made any of that any easier, and in fact has made it more difficult. But I think where there is improvement, we need to acknowledge that as well. And the fact that this is work in progress and will continue to be for some time, and the fact that we have confirmation today of a lot of new consultants being appointed at the hospital and positions being taken up, will overcome and address a lot of the issues that have been there for some time.
When we spoke to Minister Stephen Donnelly at the time of the turning of the sod for the new community hospital, he was putting a lot of importance on sending in an intervention team to the hospital. From what Tony Canavan has been saying at the Regional Health Forum meeting this week, it would appear that that intervention team has had some success.
There's no doubt about that, and I think you know it's everyone in the team working together. And I think if you don't acknowledge that there have been weaknesses in different areas, then you're starting off from a poor beginning. I think there's an acknowledgement there that there has been new systems introduced, but I think he also acknowledged that there's a huge amount of work undertaken by the team at the hospital anyway, and things have been starting to turn a corner. So look, if the intervention team has improved patient care and identified, I suppose, where problems are and trying to work towards solutions for that, then that's good for everyone. I think the team at the end of the day was all about improving the patient care and the time that people are spending in the hospital. And if we can try and reduce the time that people have spent in the hospital and maybe direct them into more primary care or GP services, I think all in all, everyone acknowledges that this is all about trying to improve the journey for the patients that go through the hospital in Letterkenny.